Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show with your host, Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hey there, my friend, Steve Gamlin here with the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. What is my motto? Find cool people and talk to them. So we have found somebody very cool to talk with today. Her name is Cassie, and Cassie is from the Empowerment Plan. Now, this is a nonprofit I learned about, about a year ago. They are in the Detroit area, and they are doing something really, really great. So Cassie, it is great to have you on the radio show here with us. Why don't you introduce yourself and just let us know how you got involved with the Empowerment Plan?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So my name is Cassie Corvos. I'm the Communications and Project Manager here at the Empowerment Plan. And that basically means I do a lot of the kind of different small tasks that come up when you're starting a nonprofit from scratch. So working on everything from our marketing and our social media to supporting donor relations and making sure that all of the coats that we produce are getting to people who need them. So I've been a part of the team for a year and a half, and as a whole organization, we're going on about 5 to 7 years, depending on when you mark our official starting point.
Yeah, so many people look at that that jamming of the stick in the ground, and like in the movies, the clouds part and the angels go, like all of a sudden there's this magical moment. But yeah, it's a blur over time. And of course, knowing Veronica Scott's story, Veronica's the founder of the Empowerment Plan, give a couple of details and background on how this whole thing got started, because it is so much more than just a coat.
So Veronica originally started the project in 2010 when she was a student at the College for Creative Studies here in Detroit. And one of the class assignments for a product design class was a little bit different than most. And she was challenged with not just building the next cool or flashy or fancy product, but to find something that could actually improve the lives of people in Detroit. So she took that as her inspiration to go around and talk to people who were experiencing homelessness, whether they were taking shelter outside or in local shelters and warming centers. And through that research, she realized that although there's such a huge need to have a warm garment and to make sure that your physical needs are met, there's also a huge need to have your emotional well-being cared for. So she wanted to build a product that could not just keep people warm, but would be theirs. The sleeping bag coat that we produce is a new garment that goes to people who need them. It's only for them. You're not getting someone's used hand-me-down. You're getting a really high-quality coat, and it can roll up and be carried over your shoulder. So that means during the day or in the off-season, you can still have this and still carry it with you. And so that was really her initial goal with the project. But as she was doing this research and, you know, thinking about it really only in the terms of a class project, she was kind of stormed out of one of the shelters one day by a woman who was just really upset that she thought a coat would solve homelessness and was just screaming after her that she doesn't need a coat, she needs a job. And so Veronica took that to heart and decided that she couldn't do what she really wanted to do just as a class project. And when she graduated, decided to turn it full time and employ the people that would need the coats in the first place as the ones who were sewing and producing them. And so it started as a class project in 2010, but 2012 is when we got official nonprofit status. And now 2017, it's 5 years after that, and we've been able to employ about 40 different people out of shelters. We primarily hire single parents so that we can have the most support for not just one person, but their children and really support their family. And we've been able to produce and distribute 20,000 coats across the country and some internationally as well. So it started as just an idea for a class project, but it's really grown to something so much bigger than Veronica ever could have expected when she first received that assignment in class.
And as somebody who graduated college many, many years ago at what my dad calls summa cum this close, because I really didn't pay much attention in school, I give a ton of credit to Veronica's professor who put that in her head. I mean, that's the seed right there. That's the first ripple in the pond. And like you said, she's now helped, according to the website, in over 40 U.S. states, there are people struggling with homelessness and being outside who are using these garments in also seven Canadian provinces. And we know we're close enough to Canada here in New Hampshire. It's cold up there. So that is absolutely amazing. And the reason this whole interview is happening is because of the generosity of one of my biggest clients. I work as a professional speaker. We did a massive vision board event with this company. We've done 4 or 5 years in a row now. And as a follow-up, I talked with the CEO, the woman who runs the company. She's amazing. And I said, I'll tell you what, I will offer my coaching services for anybody who wishes to give this amount of money. And when we add it up, we're going to try to purchase one of these garments from the Empowerment Plan. And we're going to put it on the back of a homeless veteran who's on the streets of Manchester, New Hampshire. And it took all of about a day to get enough people to buy our first one. And we just got it delivered recently. And I've actually had my hands on it. It is amazing how well made, how sturdy. And just looking at it, my first thought was, this is going to save somebody's life. And I'm sure you've gotten stories like that from people who've received them or people who've worn them. And I wonder how many people that have received these have come up to you and asked about the possibility of working or being part of the Empowerment Plan.
We definitely get some people that will reach out to us, but a huge part of what we're doing is really that we want to be able to give the coats without any expectation on the people that are receiving them. So we actually have no branding on our coats. There's really nothing that says who we are and what we do, because if we're distributing them outside of the state, there's really no way for us to be able to employ those people yet. And so it's really just about, you know, giving someone a coat and not asking anything of them in return. And so we're pretty lucky that we do have a lot of great partners that do the distribution, and they'll send stories back and tell us about people who have received the coats and how that's improved their lives. And we'll run into people here in Detroit and ask them about their code and how we can make it even better. But we don't have a full story on everyone who's been receiving the coats, because we, in a way, don't want it. We would love that information, but we want to be able to give people coats without any expectation that they'll give us something in return. So we've been, you know, really happy to hear both the people that love the coats, as well as we get a lot of feedback when we do ask about it, which is incredible, because it's the only way we know how to keep making the coats even better.
It's going to feel pretty good if you're on your way to work one morning and it's exceptionally cold outside and you happen to see somebody bundled up in one of your coats. And I know I would just kind of just give it a little wink to myself and say, well, there's one person that someone cared enough about to want to invest and make the donation to get that garment to them.
Yeah, it's always a bit bittersweet when we see that. You know, we're hoping that we can continue to expand enough to really employ more people and have a greater impact on the homeless situation that we have in Detroit and in these other places. But it definitely makes us feel good knowing that at the very least, and until that person is able to find a job or find a more long-term solution, that the coats that our seamstresses work so hard on are keeping them just a little bit warmer on those chilly days.
Now, if there's somebody listening right now who's either a business leader in their particular city or state, or maybe somebody in leadership or government that would be interested in bringing the Empowerment Plan to their state, how could they go about doing that or learning a bit more about how to help expand what Veronica and all of you have started in the Detroit area?
So right now, our best reach to other cities is really through coat distribution. We're making a lot of coats, and this is kind of our bulk up season. As it gets warmer, we're, you know, stocking a lot of inventory to get ready to keep people warm next winter. And so if people are in other cities, regardless of if they're part of a business or a nonprofit or just a community member that knows another person, we're always looking to find people who can sponsor the coats. They cost $100 plus shipping, and that helps us cover materials and wages for our seamstresses. And that's how we're able to get coats to the people that need them in other places, because we're just here in Detroit. Our long-term plan as an organization is to create different manufacturing spaces in other cities, but we're not quite ready for that yet. We're really working to build out what we have in Detroit and strengthen that, because we're not just putting people on a machine and having them sew all day, but we do a lot of on-the-clock programs. So while you're here, you're getting GED training if you need it. You're getting financial literacy classes, professional development workshops. We're helping you figure out how to get a stable vehicle and how to, you know, find daycare that's right for your kids. And we're really putting all of these things in place to help people get back to a more stable place in life that they lost temporarily. And so we're really excited to be able to be in other cities, but we're not ready for it yet because we want to make sure that when we expand, that we do it sustainably and that we have really strong and stable jobs that we're providing to people. And that requires just a lot of prep on our part while we keep learning and keep making our program stronger and even better and getting the funding to be strong enough here that we have a secure model to bring to other cities.
And that's such a great thing, like you said. It's healing. It's holding out a hand and picking up the entire person, not just giving them a sewing machine for 8 hours a day and kicking them out the door at the end. There's so much more to putting a whole person back together in a place where they can take some pride in themselves and have the knowledge of how to improve their lives. And that doesn't just happen. When people are at that level in their life, I'm sure there's a lot of hopelessness out there. And I hear it from people in the shelters that we work with here in New Hampshire. There's a shelter nearby for single moms with little kids. And we were part of a little fundraising recently to buy each apartment a crock pot. And what they're doing is teaching these moms how to make healthy meals, how to better feed their kids, how to manage their time by maybe taking Sunday and working that crock pot to death and putting healthy meals together that will last the whole week and save them time. So I love that you're doing all those things, helping with the GEDs, et cetera, because there's so many things unavailable to people who don't have what many of us think are these very basic things. And that's got to be a major struggle.
Yeah, and that's actually such a fabulous example because on Monday we had a healthy eating workshop and we were able to get crock pots and a knife and just general kitchen supply set donated for each of our seamstresses and had people come in and figure out how can you create a healthy meal for your entire family with just $10. And we took a trip to the grocery store and everyone got all these different ingredients to make meals and shared them with each other so people could kind of learn how to keep healthy meals on the table on a budget. So we're definitely doing similar things there as well.
Nice. Well, I recently had somebody send me an oatmeal recipe. This is about the healthiest oatmeal I've ever seen. It's apple cinnamon oatmeal. It takes 6.5 or 7 hours in the crock pot to cook this thing. It takes me about 5 minutes to eat each serving. So. But it's good, it's healthy, and we've actually passed it on to a couple of the shelters, and now they're using it to help, you know, feed their kids and give them something healthy and just to give themselves an advantage moving forward. And I absolutely love what you're doing. And since the first time I heard about it, I've been trying to figure out a way to raise enough money to get that first one. And I'm going to be issuing a challenge later this year here in New Hampshire to a lot of our bigger businesses to invest in one of your coat/sleeping bags for next year. Like you said, during the warm months to get ready and to spread the word and, of course, to do their best to help take care of those who are in need. And, you know, with the economy and with everything out there, it doesn't take much for somebody to suddenly become homeless. I mean, many of us are just one life situation or illness or we had somebody here recently who he's now homeless because his car broke. And because he couldn't get to work, he lost his job. And because he couldn't go to work, he lost his home.
Yeah, and that's such a huge problem that people don't realize. I think a lot of people are raised with this stereotype or this idea of what someone who's homeless is and what their work ethic is and what their character is. And like you said, it's completely separate from that. You know, especially we're in Detroit. If you don't have a car, it's really hard to get to work. And if you lose your job, it's really hard to get the next one because now you have a gap in your work history. And when you have a kid or maybe more kids, it's so hard to figure out you can't pay for daycare while you're searching for a job because you don't have that income. And it just really spirals from that. And it really doesn't have anything to do with your work ethic. It just has to do with needing an opportunity and the right opportunity to be given to you. And so that's kind of a huge part that we're always trying to share with people that learn about us is that it's not about us providing something and just handing it to different people who need these jobs, but it's just about helping everyone on our team get access to these opportunities. And they're the ones that are doing all the hard work to make it worth it. You know, we're not giving them their GEDs. We're just providing them this opportunity and bringing it to their workplace so that when you have kids, you're not trying to fully juggle work and education, but you can have it a little bit easier because we're doing the classes while you're already at work. And it's really just about kind of giving these opportunities so that it's more accessible, and everyone on our team is the one that's doing all the hard work. And that's the thing that we always try to make clear to people, because homelessness really could happen to anyone, and it's something that a lot of people don't realize.
So true. And as I share a lot of times at my speaking events, you know, our hands are beautiful things, and there's several different directions that our hands go in at all times. There are people who will reach up to pull you down, but mostly out there, there's people who will reach a hand out to either pick somebody up or at the very least, handshake, hug, or a high five, which is a good thing as well, just to let somebody know there's a connection there and there's a caring heart behind it. Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, Cassie, about the empowerment plan, how could they reach out, or what's the best place for them to look online? How can they learn more?
Our website is empowermentplan.org, and our social channels on Facebook and Instagram are also at empowermentplan. And so those are really the best two places. Our website has lots of good information about what we do, how the coat is made, gives a little bit of info about our team, and that's also where you can go to contact us. And then on Facebook and Instagram, we post daily updates if you just want to see, you know, what our workplace looks like and how different people on our team are doing and just all the exciting news that we have going on here we like to share with other people. So those are really the best places to get in touch.
And I've been through your site. It is very impressive to see what you've done. That all started with a college assignment for a professor saying, what can you do that's going to help out your community? That is very, very cool. And as we wrap up, Cassie, is there anything else that you'd wanted to get in there or say that I didn't ask? Or
I talked a little bit, I guess, about where we've been and where we are now. And I touched a little bit on the future, but that's always an exciting point for us to mention. In the past 5 years, we've really grown a lot in terms of building out all the programs that we're offering and employing more people and spreading our distribution to other places. But we are constantly looking to grow that even more. So we're going to actually be moving into a larger space within the coming year, and that will allow us to hire even more people. We recently started cutting the fabric for our coats, where we were actually getting it donated, pre-cut into the different sections by Carhartt, who donates a lot of our fabric. And so by adding all of these cutting machines, we've been able to cross-train our employees, provide them with more skills, and also employ more people. And so we're really trying to build out the employment side here in Detroit to get us ready to launch this in other cities. In addition, we're working on a version of the coat that anyone will be able to purchase, because right now it's only available to people in need, and we're only able to produce enough that we want to keep it that way. But we've been getting a lot of interest from people who are camping or hiking or whatever it is that want a coat that they can have easily accessible and roll up and keep in their car. And so we've heard that, and we're going to be creating one to help us be more sustainable and employ more people and also get a coat out to people who want a really well-made, durable coat.
And the ripples of goodness go on and on and on and on. That is awesome. Cassie, thank you so much for being part of the Motivational Firewood Radio Show today. Cassie is part of the Empowerment Plan, empowermentplan.org. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.